This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 14. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13. It says there, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." End of quote. We can do two things about our sins. We can conceal it, hide it, and then do not prosper in life at all. Or we can confess to God and find His mercy and forgiveness. Which path you would choose going to dictate your well-being and future blessing? It is simple and straightforward, no complications. Either you ask forgiveness to God or you don't, and ended up in two different, completely different paths of life. David, the king of Israel, initially tried to hide his sins of adultery and murder. He wrote this in Psalms 32 verses 3 to 4. He said, "When I kept silent, my bonds wasted away. Through my groaning all day long, day and night you punished me. Lord, you punished me day and long. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up by the summer heat." End of quote. After some time he said this and he wrote, "I am going to confess my sins to Lord." He decided not to conceal or hide his sins and wrongdoings. When he confessed, the Lord forgave all his sins, verse 5 of the same Psalm 32. The Lord gave the kingdom to him and used him for His glory. The Psalms he wrote became part of the scripture, and they helped millions of people to find grace, mercy, and forgiveness of God. Alternatively, Saul, the first king of Israel, was too proud to confess his sins and shortcomings to the Lord. He never felt sorry about his sins. He ended up in bitterness, jealousy, hatred, and finally faced with total destruction of his family. He and his children were killed very cruelly in the war. What is confession means? Confession means you agree with God your sins and decide to turn away from them. I'm not asking you to confess your sins to any human priests. Your confession must be to God in prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people say that they never sinned, and they say that they don't have any sin. You know, they do not have any clue about what they are talking. Such statements are of completely ignorant statements. Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. There is no truth in us. If we claim we have not sinned, the Bible says we make God a liar because we are speaking against His word. However, if we agree with our sins to God, He will forgive and purify all our sins and wrongdoings. He is faithful and committed to doing it." 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. Beloved, do you claim you have not sinned? Remember, you make God a liar because He said there is not even one person who does not sin in this world. All are sinners and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. I invite you to go to God in the name of His Son and our Savior Jesus Christ and agree with Him and turn from those sins that entangle you. Jesus died for your sins and paid for it by His divine and sinless blood. The way of the blood of Jesus Christ is the only way for forgiveness, salvation, and God's blessings. Remember, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. God knows all about it anyway. Then what is the point in concealing and hiding? Nothing is hidden from His eyes. The right thing and the way of blessing are to go to Him and agree Him in prayer. It does not matter how many times you ask for forgiveness. God's ear always open, hearing your confessions and agreement with Him. The Lord never despises a broken and contrite heart when it comes to sins and shortcomings. Psalms 51 verse 17. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I agree with you my sins and shortcomings. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who died and rose again for all of my sins. Lord, I pray to forgive me. I'm sorry and I'm turning away from those sins and turning to you in obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.